On August 27, Malibu Boats, NASDAQ, MBUU, posted the kind of quarter that makes a rough industry stretch look like a distant memory. Fourth quarter net sales jumped 42.7% to $295.5 million, and adjusted EBITDA climbed 72.7% to $33.9 million, powered by the freshly acquired Saxdor brand and real strength in the legacy fleet. But the same earnings call that produced those headline numbers also carried warnings about a soft boat buyer and a bumpy road ahead. Both stories are true at once, and untangling them is the point. A premium brand delivering ahead of schedule. The Saxdor acquisition is already paying for itself. The Finnish Adventure Day boat brand contributed $61.2 million in quarterly sales, beating management's own $57 million to $59 million guidance, and its boats sold for an average of $340,000 apiece versus $184,000 for the legacy fleet. That is a meaningfully richer price tag, flowing straight into the top line. Just as notable, the legacy business grew on its own, with net sales up 13.2% and unit growth in both the cobalt and saltwater fishing segments, evidence that this is not simply an acquisition masking a struggling core. Management also credited centralized sourcing and procurement for roughly half of the quarter's margin gains, a sign the MBI Advantage cost framework is doing real work rather than sitting on a slide deck. Looking ahead, the company guided fiscal 2027 net sales to $1.08 billion to $1.12 billion, and adjusted EBITDA to $101 million to $109 million, backed by a July refinancing that pushed debt maturities out to 2031 and a fresh $70 million buyback authorization. Net leverage sits at roughly 1.2 times, well under the company's 2.5 times ceiling, even after paying for Saxdor. A soft buyer and a front-loaded investment year. The same call that celebrated Saxdor's early performance also flagged where it fell short. The segment's adjusted EBITDA margin landed below the 10% to 11% range management had guided to, a result of added headcount ahead of volume and higher input costs, an investment the company is still waiting to see returned. Full-year gross margin slipped 180 basis points to 16%, and GAAP net income for the year cratered 88.8% to just $1.7 million, largely on acquisition and integration costs. Management was direct that fiscal 2027's first-half margins will trail the second half as Saxdor's domestic production ramps in Florida. More broadly, CFO David Black said the marine market is expected to be flat to down next year, and CEO Steve Menneto pointed to continued pressure on the payment-sensitive buyer as a key missing piece for a real industry recovery. Retail registrations were still down about 3% in the most recent quarter, an improvement from prior months, but a decline nonetheless. And the fiberglass segment's Malibu competes in remain more pressured than the broader powerboat market.